Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to our program. We'd like to begin by reading to you an article published in the December 2020 issue of Share International magazine, and it is titled, Kiss the Ground, the Solution to Climate Change is Right Under Our Feet. And this is by Elisa Graf, and it begins, films about the climate crisis often leave audiences feeling helpless in the face of the overwhelming challenges it presents. By contrast, Kiss the Ground, which is a movie released by Netflix in September 2020, shares an inspiring and hopeful message as it showcases the immense potential of sequestering carbon in the soil. Featuring interviews with a wide range of authors, researchers, and scientists, the film explores the key principles of soil health and regenerative agriculture.
Much of the conversation about climate change and the means by which it can be averted focuses on global emissions and the imperative to reduce these to net zero in the coming decade to avoid dangerous increases in global temperatures. Yet we also face a problem at least as important as reducing emissions, and that is how to remove carbon already in the atmosphere. While scientists have warned that many of the technological solutions so far proposed will not work on the vast scale required. A method using plants, trees, and techniques of grazing and farming to capture carbon from the atmosphere and store it in the soil, known as biosequestration, renews ecosystems, increases crop yields, and has the potential to reverse climate change when applied on a global scale.
In fact, the potential for biosequestration to mitigate climate disaster is truly huge. A white paper produced by the Rodale Institute in September declares that data from farming and grazing studies show the power of exemplary regenerative systems that, if achieved globally, will draw down more than 100% of current annual CO2 emissions. To understand how this could be achieved, the Kiss the Ground movie first examines how modern agricultural practices have destroyed the fertility of soil with extensive tilling and pesticide use. Due to the long-term conversion of grassland and forest land to cropland and grazing lands, it's estimated that at least 50% of the carbon in the Earth's soils has been released into the atmosphere over the past centuries. And this is as noted by Project Drawdown's Paul Hawken, who also features in the film.
Dr. Christine Nichols, a microbiologist, explains that all of our soils that are under conventional chemical agriculture are almost completely devoid of microorganisms. And this is important because it's the microbes that are responsible for turning decaying plant material into long-term carbon stores. So the long-term storage of carbon depends on healthy microorganism-rich soil. The practices of regenerative agriculture have the potential to rehabilitate denuded soil by increasing carbon-rich organic matter in the soil and allowing the proliferation of microbes. And these include diversifying crop rotations, planting cover crops, green manures and perennials, retaining crop residues, using natural sources of fertilizer such as compost, employing highly managed grazing and or integrating crops and livestock, reducing tillage frequency and depth, and eliminating synthetic chemicals. This enables plant roots to grow deeper. The uptake of nutrients is improved, as is the water retention of the soil, and crops have greater pest resistance.
When Gabe Brown, a rancher from North Dakota, first introduced regenerative practices on his ranch, he saw a tripling of organic matter and rainwater intake, enabling him to handle five times as many head of cattle as he used to. He noticed a dramatic change in the landscape, and his previously indebted operation began turning a profit. A powerful scene in the film shows Brown standing at the boundary between his lush farm fields and those of his neighbour, a conventional farmer whose land, in stark contrast, appears barren. Together with the soil scientist and educator Ray Archuleta, who also features in the film, Brown now regularly travels around the US to teach other farmers how to transition to regenerative methods. The movie Kiss the Ground, the producer, I should say, of the movie, Rebecca Tickle, notes, Ray and Gabe are two of the real heroes of this movement. No movie about regenerative agriculture would be worth its weight in dirt without them.
Brown hopes the movie will be a catalyst for positive change. Brown says, I hope the movie increases awareness as the it's the hope and why all societies should come together to work on the 80% of the things we can agree on, such as loss of biodiversity, water quality and quantity issues, poor farm profitability, the decline of rural America, climate change and human health. All of these issues, more and more, can be addressed at least partially by regenerative agriculture. Illustrating the potential of rehabilitating denuded lands, another impactful scene in the film focuses on the miraculous renovations of the Loess Plateau, 640,000 square kilometers, which is about 250,000 square miles, plateau in northwest China, considered to be the cradle of Chinese civilization, but which over the centuries have become a vast desert.
Launched in 1994, the government-sponsored Loess Plateau Watershed Rehabilitation Project changed the way people living on the plateau farmed animals, regenerated grasslands, replaced tree and shrub cover on slopelands, and restored land through terracing and replanting. Remarkably, the transformation enabled 2.5 million people to be lifted out of poverty by the doubling of their incomes due to increased yields. In the film, stunning footage of the project before and after offers testament that such methods can transform a dust bowl into an Eden. John D. Liu, an American filmmaker and ecologist, was so moved by this success story that he's been promoting and documenting ecosystem restoration around the globe ever since. In 2017, Liu founded the Ecosystem Restoration Camps, a mass movement aimed at healing the earth while healing ourselves. Putting theory into practice, these programs teach people how to restore degraded land while, at the same time, working as volunteers to support local farmers in transitioning to regenerative agriculture. The camps take place all over the world, and to date, over 9,000 participants have joined 37 camps on nearly every continent, while the project has planted over 185,000 trees.
An essential part of ecosystem and soil restoration is the practice of composting. And the movie Kiss the Ground also features the efforts of activists like Pashaun Murray, who founded an organization called Detroit Dirt. Noting that 62 million tons of food waste is sent to landfills each year, Murray decided to create a sustainable alternative. Now a leading model of organic waste recovery and reuse, her company collects food waste from local producers, spent grains from local breweries, and even manure from animals at the Detroit Zoo, and produces high-quality compost for local urban gardeners and farmers. While many see the immense potential for regenerative farming as the silver bullet to end the climate crisis, there are also barriers to its immediate adoption as an alternative to current conventional large-scale agriculture.
Undoubtedly, financial incentives will need to be created for enough farmers to change their practices. And I imagine that's the same here in New Zealand. The film's producer/director team, Joss and Rebecca Tickle, hope that the movie Kiss the Ground inspires action in its audiences, and they say there's a role for everyone to play in this movement. They've set up an extensive online educational hub to enable those interested to find resources and to contribute to an expanding global movement. For more information about how to watch the film or join the Kiss the Ground movement, you can visit the website, and this is all one word, kissthegroundmovie.com.
Right. Now, our next piece is a return to an article written by Mr. Benjamin Krim for the very first issue of Share International in January 1982. This is part two of that article. It provides a unifying and far-reaching definition of spirituality urgently needed today, since it holds the key to solving the many crises facing the world now. In it, Benjamin Krim expands our understanding of spirituality and in so doing points the way forward for humanity. This new view of spirituality will, we hope, become the practical foundation for the new just world that we need to create. And he starts, only by a re-education of humanity into the knowledge of the true constitution of man as a threefold reality, which spirit, soul, and personality, and of the law of cause and effect and its relation to the law of rebirth, can a true expression on the physical plane of man as a soul take place.
This is the way into the future which will condition our new systems. Until we grasp that all people are divine, we shall not be able to create institutions sufficiently responsive to the inner divinity without corrupting that divinity. The churches today, to a large extent, have corrupted the divinity of which they speak because they have become so dogmatic, so doctrinal, and so separative in that dogma and doctrine that they have lost the tolerance, the sense of goodwill, of brotherhood, which should be the basis of the religious notion of God, which is a common fatherhood and therefore the fraternity of all men. When this is applied to the political field, our system will reflect that reality.
Likewise, in the economic sphere, we must institute the principle whereby all people everywhere can share together the goods of the earth. The greatest division in the world today is the economic disparity between North and South, between the industrialized nations and the Third World. One third of the world, the developed world, usurps and wastes three-quarters of the world's food and at least 80% of the world's resources and energy, while the Third World makes do with one-quarter of the world's food and 20% of the world's resources and energy. The tensions inherent in this imbalance are driving us inexorably to chaos.
These are the central findings of the Brandt Commission in 1980 and their report titled North-South, a Programme for Survival, shows a recognition of the dangers inherent in this condition of imbalance. Until all men everywhere can eat and live freely as fully accepted members of the human family, there will be no justice in the world. While there is no justice, there will be no true peace. If there is no true peace in the world today, there is no future for the world. And so we are now facing a crisis which is essentially spiritual, but which is working out in the political and economic field. Hence the Christ's decision to work within the sphere of politics and economics, and hence his emphasis on the principle of sharing, which he has said is the key to all future progress for man.
And I quote, "When you share, you recognize God in your brother," unquote. Sharing is a divine principle, and until we recognize that all structures must reflect that inner divinity, we shall not make one further step in our evolutionary journey. But as soon as we do realize it, we shall open the door into an entirely new situation. There is a wonderful statement by the great Spanish poet Federico Garcia Lorca about the ending of hunger, and I quote, "The day that hunger is eradicated from the earth, there will be the greatest spiritual explosion the world has ever known. Humanity cannot imagine the joy that will burst into the world on the day of that great revolution," unquote. Now, that may seem a very ambitious statement, but it is a recognition, I believe, that the eradication of hunger in the world, of plenty, is the first step for humanity into its divinity, because it is the first step into right relationship of man to man.
As soon as we recognize that we are one and begin to share the resources of the world among all peoples, we take the first step into becoming gods. Therein lies the essential spirituality of the new economic structures, which have to be based on sharing because they have to be based on man's divinity. Sharing is a divine activity and goes further than the distribution of the world's resources. We all share our divinity. We are really one on every level, physical, emotional, mental, intuitional, and social. On all these levels, sharing can take place.
There is an enormous division, even in the New Age groups today, because those who see political and economic actions not only as essential but as a great spiritual movement for rebirth, and those who feel that politics is a dirty word, that economics is something that only the poor deal with. And I am appalled at the callousness of so-called spiritual people as they view the starving millions of the world. So often the plight of the dispossessed is explained away as their karma through which they are learning a lesson. Simple, straightforward, ordinary human compassion, one might think, would lead to a concern for their well-being.
Politics, economics, science, culture, education will soon be fundamental spiritual endeavors of humanity, embodying every aspect of the spiritual life. The religious groups, the so-called spiritual New Age groups, do not have a monopoly of spirituality. In fact, the Master DK has said that the so-called esoteric and occult groups are the most glamoured, and by glamoured we mean deluded, of all the groups. I have also found them to be the least effective. The real changes in the world, the real shifts in consciousness, are being made on the political and economic front. And it is through political and economic change that all the structures will be rebuilt, which will allow the spirituality inherent in all peoples to be reflected.
And the Christ will show that the path of the spiritual life is broad and varied enough to accommodate all people. In every endeavor, in every department of human life, the awareness and knowledge of God can be sensed and expressed. And so all can contribute their awareness of this moment-to-moment experience to the many colored patterns which will grow as a result of that shared experience.
And we've got time just for a short excerpt from one of Maitreya's messages. This is number 58, and it starts, "All that I say tonight pertains to the creation of a new living structure for mankind. A new civilization must be built on the ruins of the old. That which is precious and worth preserving will be so preserved. But all that hinders the manifestation of man's true greatness must be discarded. A time is coming, my friends, when you will see around you cities of beauty, glowing creations of love, and all the manifestation of man's dreams of himself as God. Thus will it be."
Well, thank you, Megan, and that brings us to the end of our program. If you want more information, you can visit us at share-international.org or email sharenz@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless.